Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail. I am in Christopher Steimle, S-T-E-I-M-L-E. As you know, previously evaluated Mr. Steimle as described in the reports cited above. Pretty is now a 59-year-old male who, again, reports he was injured at work in 2006. Pretty states he slid and fell due to other employee neglect, causing injury to his back, spine, and neck. Pretty did go to the emergency room afterwards, period. He had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery at C4-5-6. Pretty is no longer receiving any active treatment. Pretty since evaluated here, he saw a physician in Florida to which he relocated. Pretty accepted more lumbar sacral injections. Pretty had an updated lumbar MRI that, per the examinee, showed a spur. Period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, he filed a claim petition alleging occupational exposures through 11106. Period. He did receive an order approving settlement and reopened his claim on at least one occasion. Period. New paragraph. Additional medical records show he did have a lumbar spine MRI on 3/16/20. That was compared to one of 11/22/16. Period. Insert those results here. Period. He had flexion extension x-rays of the lumbar spine on 4/8/20. That showed grade 1 retroolisthesis of L2-3 and grade 1 anterolisthesis at L5-S1 without instability. There was suspicion for an L5 pars defects on these limited views. The history given was status post fall 1 month ago with injury. And underlying this obviously does not correlate with the subject claim. Period in the paragraph on 5/5/20, he had an evaluation with Dr. Barile, B-A-R-I-L-E, for pain management. Period, he asserted the causative event of his lumbar pain was degenerative change. Period. Mr. Steimle was examined, but Dr. Barile did not review any diagnostic studies. Pretty gave a diagnosis of lumbar radiculitis, lumbar disc displacement, muscle spasms, and sacroiliitis. They discussed treatment options and agreed to pursue an epidural injection. This was administered on 5/5/20. And then repeated on 6/3/20. Period in paragraph, Mr. Steimle was seen on 6/10/20 by another pain specialist named Dr. Beretta, B-E-R-E-T-T-A. Period. He gave diagnosis of lumbar spondylolisthesis, stenosis, and lumbar intervertebral disc degeneration with narrowing of the disc space. Pretty also had a left foot drop. Period. He referenced x-rays done on 6/10/20 that showed no fracture dislocation. Period. There was normal alignment and joint spaces were well preserved. Period. This was x-rays of the pelvis. Period. Lumbar spine x-rays revealed spondylolisthesis at L5-S1 level with a pars defect. Period. The MRI revealed a central disc herniation, underlying spondylolisthesis and advanced disc space narrowing at L5-S1 with advanced bilateral foraminal narrowing and L5 pars defects. Period. There was bulging at multiple levels, worse at the L3-4 level. Period. He continued to treat with Dr. Beretta, over the ensuing months, running through 2/1/21 period at that juncture. He was postoperative for a lumbar spine fusion on 8/11/20 period. It was noted the epidural injections recently given were helpful. Period. New paragraph on 7/15/20. Mr. Steinle was seen by nurse practitioner ARISTHYL. Period. He was scheduled for lumbar fusion surgery in August. Period. Had a history of seizures and hypertension, well controlled on medications. Period. This was part of surgical medical clearance, but he was also going to see a cardiologist for further pre-surgical clearance. Period. On 1/26/21, he was seen in this same practice, and complained of anxiety and depression for 6 months. Period. He was prescribed Celexa in addition to already taking Singulair. Period. Diagnoses were adjustment disorder with mixed emotional features. Period. He followed up relative to his depression and anxiety. Period. New paragraph on 8/1/20. Dr. Beretta performed lumbar decompression, nerve root exploration at L5-S1 with complete laminectomy, and lumbar fusion at L5-S1. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was spinal stenosis and spondylolisthesis. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. Manual muscle testing was 4+/5. He resisted left elbow flexion and right shoulder abduction, but was otherwise 5/5. Extremities lower. He kept his jeans on, limiting visualization and pinprick testing. Period. The rest is normal. Spine cervical. He had a healed anterior scar consistent with surgery. Period. Active flexion and right side bending were full to 50 and 45 degrees respectively. Period. Extension was 35 degrees, as well as left side bending with rotation right 50 degrees and left at 25 degrees. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic. There were tenderness at the left interscapular musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right. The rest of that is normal. Lumbosacral. He ambulated with a limp on the left using a cane in his right hand. Pretty was able to stand on his heels and toes. Pretty changed position slowly and was able to squat and rise. Pretty inspection revealed a decreased lordotic curve with a midline longitudinal scar consistent with surgery. Pretty sat comfortably at 90 degrees in lumbar flexion. Pretty range of motion was full in all spheres on an active basis without discomfort. Pretty was mild tenderness palpation at the lumbar sacral junction. Pretty the rest of that is normal. Supine straight leg raise maneuvers were deferred. Impressions. Christopher Steinle alleges occupational exposures running through 11/106 caused him to have widespread permanent injuries. Period. His extensive diagnostic workup and course of treatment was enumerated in my prior reports, so will not be repeated here in its entirety. Period. And under LNS, I will mark certain sections of the impressions section to be inserted here anyway. New paragraph since evaluated here. Mr. Steinle continued under pain management in Florida, to which he relocated. Period. He currently indicates he underwent additional injections but no further surgery. Period. Nevertheless, I am in receipt of a surgical report on the lumbar spine dated 8/11/20. Period. new paragraph, the current examination found there to be decreased cervical range of motion. Period, lumbar range of motion was full. Period, provocative maneuvers were negative for clinically significant. Disc pathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy in either region. Period, ambulated with a limp on the left, using a cane in the right hand. Period, he was not wearing an ankle-foot orthosis for possible foot drop. Period. New paragraph at this juncture. I would amend my previously stated opinions at the lumbar spine in particular. Period. This will account for his fusion surgery. Period. My opinions relative to permanency at the left shoulder remain the same as marked. Period. His most recent lumbar surgery took into account spondylolisthesis. Period. This represents an increase from my prior estimate of 17.5%. Period. And that is the end.